Flip some PDF. These are in here. Today is 02/25/2026. Dictation is for Arturo Aguilar. Aguilar spells A-G-U-I-L-E-R. Arturo spells A-R-T-U-R-O. Date of birth is 02/10/1983. This is a 43-year-old gentleman. Here with abdominal pain and pain to his left anterior chest wall of his chest, period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately a week or more. Said he was seen in the emergency room recently and was treated with pantoprazole, Zofran, and he was told that he had no medical issues based on their studies. He says he has been having progressive pain in the suprapubic region and spreads across the right and upper and left upper quadrant, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and these were all negative. Next paragraph. Family history is none. Next paragraph. Past medical history is none. Next paragraph. A physical exam is alert oriented. In no acute distress, vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 98% room air. Pulse is 3, respiration 19, temperature 97.2, O2 sat 98% of room air. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck, range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, free. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, free. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. Next paragraph, abdomen non-descended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion. He bears weight well with no autophagic gait. Period. Next paragraph, that's neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves, 3 centers normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal. Period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is abdominal pain, number 2 is and chest pain. Next paragraph. In the clinic today we did the following EKG. EKG reveals sinus rhythm. Patient has no chest pain, no diaphoresis. Next test we did is labs. Labs include a CMP, lipid profile, CBC, next paragraph, patient has a discussion about his condition and findings and what it means to be compliant to the medication and other ancillary activities, namely running, jogging, or walking very fast, period. He says he understands and will comply. Today we did the following labs: CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C. Next paragraph, the following labs are drawn. CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves, 2 centers normal, motor sensory functions are normal. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort with range of motion, bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan, assessment number 1 is abdominal pain, number 2 is chest pain. Next paragraph. Labs are drawn. Labs include CBC, CMP, lipid profile, Next paragraph. Chest, no paradoxical motion. The S10 is the palpation on the left anterior surface of his chest. No visible peristalsis period. Next paragraph. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. Patient will be followed. Patient was given the following medication: Tylenol, 1 gram PO. Next paragraph, patient was given medicine Atarax, 25 milligrams, correction 50 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Next medication. Labs were drawn today. Labs include TBC, CMP, There's no need to conduct any other ancillary studies according to patient. End of the patient. Assessment of plan. Assessment number one is abdominal pain. Number two is chest pain. Patient was given a prescription for Atarax 50 milligrams, take 1 PO BID. He was given an opportunity to ask questions, he did. End of the patient.